Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's always real on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it across the pond to the UK and bring in our ace. I'm talking about Mr. Kenny Rainford. What's up, Big Ken?
Hey, not a
lot. Hey, how's life treating you?
I'm good. Yeah, everything's okay. You know, lockdown's a bit of a bad one, but you know, hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know.
Well, according to my last guest, who's a neurologist on the East Coast from the New York City Athletic Commission, he sees light at the end of the tunnel. I'm all for the vaccine. You know, I took the measles vaccine when I was a kid, and I took the polio vaccine when I was a kid, and I'm 63 years old, and I'm still doing okay. So I think those vaccines work. So I've got a little faith. All of the medical professionals that I talk to say that the vaccine is a go, so I'm going to go with them. Anyway, how are people taking this in the UK? Are they getting the vaccine?
Yeah, we've got about 17 million plus people vaccinated up now, and you know, they're really putting the foot down with it, you know.
That's good. Have you talked to your buddy Ernie Shavers lately?
I spoke to Ernie a while ago. He's doing okay. Yeah, he's Ernie, you know. He's always a bubbly character, and You know, hopefully we get him on the show one day.
Yeah, I've had him before, and I will get him again. You know, I'm thinking about Ernie and other heavyweights, and somebody sent me a picture of Michael Doakes today, and they don't realize what a piece of dirt Michael Doakes was. I mean, he damn near sexually assaulted a girl that I was dating in an elevator at the L.A. Forum, at the hotel across the street. He was arrested for rape. Anyway, bottom line is he has left the planet, but, you know, he's nothing. He wasn't a positive force in the world of boxing, much like Ernie Shavers. Not only can Ernie punch, Ernie never had any issues. I mean, you didn't see Ernie like beating up women or domestic violence or drunk driving, none of that kind of stuff. Ernie was clean.
And he's the cleanest athlete I've ever come across in my life. He's never drank, never smoked. His biggest vice is ice cream.
All right, you know, I I'm laughing. I'm not going to go there. ice cream and soda are probably my two weaknesses. I don't want to go there. What's happening with Josh Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury? Are these guys ever going to fight?
Oh, God, it seems like there were some pictures put up of Tyson Fury the other day with him carrying some weight, saying, is this a guy really training for a fight? The thing with Tyson Fury is, he has to carry weight, otherwise he burns out. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Yep. There, you know. But he hasn't got the greatest physique in the world, so when he does carry a bit of weight, he doesn't carry it well. So, but come fight time, he'll be in shape. I think it's a matchroom thing where they're trying to drag it out because of the inactivity that Fury's had, trying to play games in that department. But you know, I'm not too sure. We had some great fights last night. You know, some good fights.
What did you think of the fight we had here in the States between Burchelt and Oscar Valdez?
Listen, let me tell you this much. That Valdez has either got bricks in his hands or some kind of dynamite, because it was a very, very impressive fight, and I made up for him. But if you look at a couple of the left hooks he was staggering Belchev with early on in the fight, it looked like he was using the inside of the glove, not the knuckle part. The actual knockout was the knuckle part of the glove. But if you look at it closely, his left hooks were landing with the inside of the glove. You know.
Bottom line is, you know, Mr. Valdez, an outstanding amateur, of course. Frank Espinosa signed him, and Frank is a boxing manager, and he goes back with me like to the 1980s. I remember when he was just like a boxing fan, and then he started getting these different champions. Of course, he spotted Oscar Valdez at the Olympics, no doubt about it. Valdez is a good fighter, but is he too small to fight at 130? Did you see the size discrepancy last night?
I did, but he made up for it in punching power. You know?
But I got to ask you, you're the boxing expert. How often does that, I mean, that doesn't seem like to be the best way to navigate your course as you move up in weight. In other words, if you move up in weight, you should be able to put on a few pounds and look like a 130 pounder. He looked like he was a 122 pounder compared to that guy last night.
Yeah, well, you know, we had a similar fight in Britain last night with Mirko and Charlton. Mm-hmm. And Charlton looked like, yeah, oh my God, he looked like 20 pounds heavier than him, but he still got beat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, it's better to look it's better to look like you carry, you know, like you can use the division to its full extent with your size. But, you know, size does help along the road with the reach, et cetera, you know.
Well, you know what they say. You know what I say. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports.
Sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Kenny Rayford's our guest. That's too much.
You were talking about Michael Doakes there. People forget, you know, Michael Doakes was a sparring partner for Ernie. In 1977, when he fought Ali, Michael was brought in as a sparring partner because obviously he had extremely fast and fast hands. And, you know, I remember reading a Ring magazine article and they asked Mike Doakes, who's the hardest puncher he ever fought? And he said, Mike Weaver in the second fight we had. And then he went, no, take that back, take that back. Ernie Shavers when I sparred with him for the Ali fight with 20-ounce gloves on.
You know that fight with Mike Weaver and Michael Doakes was a fix, right?
Oh, yeah. It's
I mean, the referee Joey Curtis never, ever worked again. He never they would never license him for an event again. In other words, they didn't say the fight, they didn't come out and officially say the fight was fixed, but the referee never worked again. And that was one of the most atrocious stoppages probably in the history of the sport.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember it vividly. They were fighting in, all the corner men were fighting in the ring after the fight. Oh, it was just a classic Don King maneuver to get a WBA title under his belt via Michael Doakes, you know.
And I will say this, and Joey Curtis had no class because there he was posing with Michael Doakes at the post-fight party taking pictures. Oh, that doesn't look good.
No.
that doesn't look good. Hey, so Josh Warrington got upset a fortnight ago. My guy, the prophet, I'm talking about our boxing PhD, Socrates Palmer, he sort of picked that one. What happened to him? Is the fact that he can't punch, is that sort of the demise of fighters from the UK and fighters from the United States as well? Like Berry Gordy, who started Motown Records, Eddie Futch told him, you'll never be champion because you can't punch. He was 13-2 with only 4 knockouts. So he told him he couldn't punch. Is that what the story was with Warrington, that he can't punch and eventually he came home to roost?
The fight was over from round 4. He was out of it from round 4. You know, they're making, they were building Josh Warrington up to be the next superstar and all the rest of it. And I didn't jump on that boat at all. And sadly for Josh, he got found out last week and got knocked out brutally knocked out. But like I say, the fight was over from the 4th round, you know. And a lot of referees would have stopped the fight in the 4th round, no two ways about it. But it's just one of them, you know. Was he believing his own newspaper clippings and not training like he should do? He's asking for a rematch. Is that a good idea? I don't know. But
probably not. Like but, all right, on the flip side, though, Josh Taylor from Scotland, he's looking really sharp. I mean, I've got high hopes for him.
Yeah.
You don't have it?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm just cautious to say anything because we're getting so many upsets just lately. It's unbelievable, you know?
Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with, listen, I knew a guy that went to the Hall of Fame. His name was Jack Fisk, who was born Jacob Finkelstein. He was a Chronicle boxing writer for 35 years, and he was notorious for getting all his predictions wrong, but he went to the Hall of Fame, so he did something right. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, but it's always, you're always a class act. It's great to have you on. Take care of everybody in the UK and give them my best.
No problem, buddy. Take it easy.
We'll do another Raincast, okay?
No problem, anytime.
That's what these are called, folks, Raincast. You can catch them at anchor.fm after the show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. The guy I'm real high on, no doubt about it, Josh Taylor from the UK. I mean, he is the guy, he's the junior welterweight champion right now. I think he's a stud. I think he's the best fighter maybe in Europe. I kid you not. You know, I mean, Luke Campbell came from Europe. We saw what happened to Luke Campbell when he took on, of course, Ryan Garcia a fortnight ago. Speaking of Ryan Garcia, is that fight with Manny Pacquiao, is that going to be done or not? Is he going to do it? Is it an exhibition? And speaking of exhibitions, I'm not game for exhibitions. Some of you out there are suckers and you paid for that Mike Tyson, Roy Jones thing. Well, shame on you. I mean, just send me your money. I will find something more entertaining than that. Believe me, I can get a couple of dogs on the street to engage in a better fight than those two guys engaged in. Of course, I think they set you up and they took your money. I mean, Mike's a nice guy and all that kind of good stuff. I don't want to piss him off. He's got his own weed brand, the whole nine yards. But that was a bit of a stinker. When you charge somebody like $50 to watch you and some guy spar for 8 rounds, 2-minute rounds, give me a break. That is a ripoff. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is hour number 1 of 2. On the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, for Sunday, February 21st, 2021. And hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I will bring in Mauricio Sulaiman of the World Boxing Council and more. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, forthcoming after the news right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned. Hour number two, forthcoming.